Well, the very first drone film festival takes place tomorrow night in New York. Here now, tech partner IEEE Spectrum sent senior editor David Schneider to see what all the buzz is about.
It shouldn't take the whirring of a small drone to remind you that many people are awfully leery of these little aerial contraptions, fearing threats to privacy and also to airplanes. But others see great benefits, particularly cinematographers who are thrilled to make use of the unique perspectives drones can provide. Some of the best examples of what they can achieve will be screened tomorrow at the first ever Drone Film Festival in New York City.
My name is Randy Scott Slavin. I am the founder and festival director of the New York City Drone Film Festival.
Slavin's inspiration for putting on this event grew out of his own experiences.
I bought this thing called the DJI Phantom, and it's the iPod of drones. The idea that I could shoot anything I wanted from any angle was just super exciting to me. I had hours and hours and hours worth of footage around New York, and I finally decided to edit. I have some downtime. I put it online, and you know, within the next couple of days, it was like I got calls from like Fox News and Time Magazine and like Mashable and Gizmodo. And when you do something that winds up catching on virally, you submit it to film festivals. So I looked around. I was like, okay, let me see whether Cannes had a drone category, or Sundance had a drone category, or Berlin had a drone category, or South by Southwest had a drone category, and there were none. And that's when the idea came to me.
Although filmmakers have long used helicopters for aerial shots, Slavin says small drones offer many advantages.
When it comes down to aerial cinematography via helicopter, there's tons of stories. Every single cinematographer has a story about problems with the helicopter or some kind of crash they know. With a drone, there's not going to be that.
It's also much less expensive to hire a drone operator.
That's Kim Jackson. She's the Drone Festival's producer.
It's going to benefit us in our community for television and film and commercial, really impacting the budget in a positive way.
So does all this mean that drone cinematography could one day become a distinct new art form? Slavin and Jackson don't really expect that to happen. But this drone film festival does have a purpose.
Really, what the film festival does, as far as I'm concerned, is it's going to shed light on the drone pilots.
What they do is not easy. You know, we can't just pick up a drone and just start shooting and create a piece of art. It is extremely difficult. These guys are masters.
I think everybody is coming into this thinking that it's going to be 2 hours worth of, you know, flyovers over like mountain ranges. And while drones do that exceptionally well, there were so many amazing uses of drones creatively. Drone cinema is not just flying over things.
Slavin's talking about things like hovering next to a waterfall or flying around inside a cathedral.
These films that we're screening are mind-blowing. For all of us out there in the industry looking for the next way to creatively tell a story, this is going to be extremely inspiring.
So you can expect to see plenty of awesome drone shots on the silver screen, even if you're not at tomorrow's Drone Film Festival. For Here and Now in New York City, I'm David Schneider.
Do you have to check your own drone in at the door?
Yeah, at the door.
No drone flying at
yeah,
the
no
event.
Yeah, no drone.
And by the way, we're trying to get Lady Gaga to come in the Volantis. And essentially, it's a huge drone. Dress.
Wow.
No joke. Look it up.
We're going to look it up. David's story came to us from our tech partner, IEEE Spectrum.